In London today, churches across the city held memorial services for victims of Thursday's terrorist attacks. Senior Christian, Jewish, and Muslim clerics also gathered and issued a joint statement calling for unity and dialogue between faiths in the aftermath. NPR's Ivan Watson is on the line from London. Ivan, what did the religious leaders have to say?
Well, the statement was read by a Muslim leader named Sheikh Zaki Badawi, and he called Thursday's attacks an evil that cannot be justified and that we utterly condemn and reject. He said the clerics were united to, quote, express our shared commitment to resisting and overcoming the evil of terrorism.
And tell us about this morning's church services.
Well, at St. Pancras Parish Church, where I was this morning, the bells rang as usual, as they always do on Sunday, but the worshippers were greeted by bouquets of flowers lining the front steps of the church, because the church is just a couple hundred yards away from where a bus was blown open on Thursday. In fact, part of the street is roped off by police who are continuing their investigation. The small congregation there, their service was opened by Fauré's Requiem, which a clergyman said was a perfect vehicle for the anguish, sorrow, and hope that people felt after these attacks. He put out a message of unity. He was saying that everybody should reach out to people of other faiths, and I heard this at other churches today as well. People reciting prayers for the victims, for the emergency workers who worked so hard on Thursday to save lives, and also saying that this is not the time to blame Britain's Muslim population, even though many people suspect Islamist terrorists may have been behind these attacks.
What did you hear from people who had attended the services as they left church?
Well, I spoke with one couple that had overcome the fears of their friends and traveled from Chester to London to participate in a World War II memorial today. And they said they approved of this message of not blaming Muslims for the act of a few what they called fanatics. They also said it was a good idea to pray for the souls of the terrorists themselves to convince them to stop practicing evil. And they also said they would not be intimidated by these attacks. It was interesting, I met a Jewish man coming out of Westminster Cathedral. He said that he wanted to show unity and peace by attending a Christian service, and he was quite broken up by the attacks on Thursday, began sobbing as he described to me how terrifying these acts had been for him.
NPR's Ivan Watson in London. Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Sheila.